Francis has given us to understand that we have come over here to bow down to our beloved in our hearts, that is taking his darshan here. We will begin the darshan from 10 o'clock onwards till 11 o'clock. Baba fixed the time of this darshan from 9 to 11. At 11 o'clock, we prepare to leave Guru Prasad. You all go back to your respective hotels. After having your darshan of Baba here, this is the place, this hall here, where Baba gave darshan in different years to thousands of people in small groups. This hall would be packed with people, Easterners, sometimes with a group of Westerners. Baba will remain seated on this chair here, giving his love and blessing to all who come to him, sometimes permitting them to bow down to his feet, sometimes allowing them just to stand there and hold their hands to him. Sometimes he wouldn't permit anybody to approach him. Just be seated, he would say. For then he would take the darshan of all his lovers himself, saying that his having taken darshan of the lovers amounted to the lovers having taken darshan of the beloved. And every summer when he would be here, he would be giving darshan to small groups. When the group would be a bigger group, a crowd, then Baba would ask us to prepare the ground there, outside, just as he made us prepare the ground for the East-West gathering in 1962, where about 5,000 people at a time would be seated behind this room here. In short, people would come to Baba just to remain seated, to have a look at it from a distance or from close quarters. We have come and gathered here today to have a look at it. But as Francis has given us a better understanding, to have a look at him within our hearts. Baba has given us a great opportunity now to open our doors of the hearts and to have a peek in it and find him there. We thank Francis for having given us such a deep understanding of the darshan days that are to follow, when group after group from east and west will be gathering in this hall according to the term laid down by Baba. When Baba created that circular on 13th of October 1968, those who were by his side did not know what he meant by giving darshan on his own terms. Maybe Baba inspired Francis to say that have his darshan in your hearts. We have the physical presence of his seat. We have the physical presence of everything that he has used here. We have the physical presence of this very hall, surcharged with his love. And we have his physical presence in our heart. So we will try to take continuously his darshan in our hearts. And that darshan will begin at 10 o'clock by bowing down to him here at the seat that he used. After that, I think it is better that we have his darshan in the very room where he worked for us, where he suffered for us. And in that suffering, he laid his body aside. He worked in his room, in his bedroom. That bedroom is a small place, small room. There he made us put a chair like this. And he ordered us not to touch the chair, not to shift the chair from the position. He made us mark the position of the chair before sitting for his work there. The markings are still there. The chair is still there. The room where he rested and worked, still there. It will be opened after you have taken the darshan here. Each of you can take Baba's darshan there in that room of the chair, because now we are permitted to touch the chair where he sat and worked and suffered for us. We all know from the circulars and the letters that have crossed the oceans that he worked there, and the only hint that he gave of his, the only physical, tangible hint that we can have of his work is how he had to hammer his thigh with his hand continuously for hours together till his thighs became like stone in order to keep the link between the gross and his reality. We don't know what that work was. We don't know how he must have suffered. But he did it because of love. So by 11 o'clock we'll try to finish this darshan. At 11 o'clock the buses will come here to take you all back to the hotels. And I'll just give you one or two more items of today's program. Attention please. All women in the group, the Western women in the group, from all hotels and clubs where you all are stationed, please be here at 5:30 sharp, from 5:30 to 7:30, to be with Mera Mani and the Women Mandir. Only for this afternoon. There are 4 buses reserved for that purpose. Those from the turf club can use their taxis or cars, and the other hotels will have the 4 buses. Please avail of the opportunity, take the buses and come here. Be here at 5:30. After you leave at 11 o'clock, please don't come back in the afternoon, because this hall will be occupied by the Easterners. It will not be like the last 2 days, because there will be the Easterners who will be coming for Baba's darshan here. So we request you all to remain rested there in your hotels, or to do visits to different hotels among yourselves. This reminds me, by the way, Baba's injunctions to all of us, that we should be at our hotels back in the night by 9:30 latest. So please remember to obey Baba's wishes, that we should not go about the streets. There are strangers in the streets. All are not Baba lovers. There are many who pretend to be Baba lovers. Especially our sisters are requested that they should never go about alone. Take the help of volunteers, all your brothers in the different hotels, all your friends here, and go with them. Remember this much, that there are strangers. Strangers in the streets. So be careful not to leave your hotels all alone, all about not Baba lovers. Baba will be very particular that we return home by 9:30 latest. So please see that you finish all your work, shopping and everything, your walks or stores or anything, and then be back at the hotel at 9:30. Rest well, keep your health in good condition, so that you all can visit Baba every day for 4 days that he has permitted. And then return home, taking Baba where he is already in your heart. In case of illness, please report to the manager of your respective hotels so that he can help you and call a doctor for you. And the Indian volunteers are there to guide you, to take you for shopping, or to take you for strolls also. Don't go to Babajan's shrine now. Don't go to the other places of Baba, because there is a day fixed for you all to go there. Jal Bhai has arranged, Jal, Baba's brother, has arranged for you all to go to Baba places. He has arranged for the transport also. And very soon, after you all have had the darshan, I will distribute this program list so that you all can have a good idea of the items to be followed on 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th and 15th is of course the departure day. It will be the party. So, It's now 9:35 and we have still have 25 minutes more before we begin the darshan. How we pass this time, I myself don't know. Have you all any idea? Would you all want to say something to Baba? Anyone is requested to come over here and say something to Baba? I invite somebody. Is there? There is that Mera Bad Mera Dad program over here, but you all will read the details in this. On 13th, you all will be leaving sharp at 5:30. I'm sorry, leaving your hotels at 6 o'clock. The buses will be at your hotels at 5:30. It's a journey of 75 miles. Once again, a journey to Baba. Baba at Mehrabad. Once again, a journey from Mehrabad to Mehrazad. Baba at Mehrazad. And then back. The details are in these sheets. But please, while you go from here to Mehrabad, please don't stop the buses on route, because we are very anxious that you all start from here at 6 o'clock latest, so that you can reach the hill by 9 o'clock. I would wish that you all reach there before, because after 10 or 11 o'clock it begins to warm up. So the earlier you go there, reach there, the better it is, because from there you will have to go to Mehrazad, and from Mehrazad you have to go to Adi's office, that is Baba's office, from where you all have received so many circulars and letters and all that. Then there is the Ahmadnagar Center there. The secretary of Ahmadnagar Center has invited you there. And then you might wish to have some tea there in the afternoon, chai as Rick would call, and Baba's favorite chai.